Today we can see Christ in his many roles. We see him in many identities today. And we realize again that Christ far exceeds any box that we could put him into, because we see the different, you might say hats, but really identities and roles that he fulfills. We see Christ as the rabbi and the teacher, that miracle worker. He's been, in our past gospels going around, even he's parable teller. He's been telling these parables, inviting people to come and follow him. But today he does something different. We see him in, again, another role. And now today we see him as prophet. He foretells a future event, not a parable, but a real foretelling of a true event that will happen in the future. And then this prophecy of this future time contains another role of Christ. Jesus, coming in glory, sitting on his glorious throne, the King of the universe, exercising his divine power and his divine authority. We see also, again, another role, Jesus as shepherd, who separates the sheep from the goats. He is the great shepherd king. And this scene that we see prophesied is the last judgment. And what we see here and experience in the last judgment is that encounter with truth, where all the truth will be revealed, because we will be before truth himself, and we will look him in the face, and he will know everything. And all the masks we wear, all the facades we put up, all the fictions we tell, all the posturing we do to look good, all of that melts away before God, before truth himself, who sees us for who we are. Our hearts are exposed to him, and it is the truth that is laid bare. So we see in this judgment there's no cases being made, there's no evidence being given, certainly no evidence before the separation. We just see that our encounter with the truth reveals everything. And then the Lord, in his authority, separates infallibly and absolutely the sheep from the goats. And then only after that does he give the evidence and the reason what it is that we have done. But there's something truly amazing that's happening in this. Because, yes, the Lord sits as judge, the truth judging us in this final judgment. But the very same truth, he is the same one, that our judge is the same one who did everything he could to save us. He's the one who set out on a mission to save us. And so we can say that our judge is very biased. He cares a great deal about us. And that is truly an amazing thing for us to keep in mind. But then we see another shocking thing about this divine shepherd king and judge. We see him in all his glorious. He comes in glory, sits on his glorious throne, and then he identifies himself with the weakest and the downcast of humanity. Not what we'd expect. It is really shocking. Even to the ones in the gospel, the ones who are there, they are surprised. They did not expect that. Both the sheep and the goats are surprised that they've encountered this great king in the very least of all people that they encountered. Because Jesus identifies himself with the poor, with the lonely, with the hungry, with the thirsty, with the stranger, with the sick, with the imprisoned. He is that person. He's not saying, when I was hungry, you gave, some food to that person who I kind of, I like that person. No, he's saying, you gave it to me. In the least one of these brethren, you did it to me. Not like for me in some kind of roundabout way, but to me. He truly identifies that in this person, we encounter him. There's no mediator there. It is him that we encounter. And so, again, in this judgment, we can see this divine, loving judge saying, we can see Jesus saying, as you embraced me in love, so now I embrace you. Welcome to my kingdom. Since the very dawn of creation, I have awaited this day where I could bring those who loved me into my presence. And I worked very hard for this. I suffered a great deal to make this happen, that I can welcome you who love me into this kingdom. And now today it happens. And with great joy, I definitively invite you to live with me in my kingdom. It's amazing. And we see Jesus, this teacher, this prophet, foretelling of the future judgment when he's in all his divine authority as king, judging the nations, and he's asking us and looking at how we've treated him in the lowly and the weak of the earth. And then we see another role of Christ. Just a few verses later after our gospel, we see Jesus in the role as priest. He identifies himself with something else. And we see in the gospels that Christ only intimately identifies himself with two things. First, in this, he identifies himself with the hungry, the thirsty, the imprisoned, the stranger. And then, the next thing and the only other thing that he identifies himself with is when he takes up, at that Last Supper, he takes up bread and he says, "This is my body." And then he takes the cup of wine and says, "This is my blood." The divine king, again, identifying himself with something very lowly, something very ordinary. It is in the poor and the destitute that we encounter Christ's suffering body. And then it is in the Eucharist that we encounter Christ's risen and glorious body. Not places we'd first think to look to encounter the almighty, all-powerful God, King of the universe. But these are the places God has chosen to be. This is where he wants to be. This is where he wants to encounter us. And all of this occurs within the gospel. All of this occurs before Christ is crowned king on earth. It all happens right before he is sentenced to a traitor's death. And he is crowned by having a wreath of thorns pounded into his head. All that we may live. That is our king, our judge. This glorious shepherd king is the same one who went through the passion. That is our king. We behold him, our king and our judge. An amazing mystery that we cannot fathom, but we continue always to return to. And so how do we repay him? How do we repay our king? How do we thank him? How do we show him our love? Well, we have to seek him where he has chosen to be. We have to seek him where we know, where he has revealed that we will find him. We know Christ in many roles. We know him as rabbi, as prophet, as divine king, as shepherd, as priest, as judge. But he is always manifest to us in those things in which he has identified himself. We encounter him in the poor and destitute of the earth. We encounter him in the Eucharistic bread and wine. And so, let us today and always embrace him and love him where he is, in the least and in the Eucharistic feast. And so we can say always, long live Christ our King.